Do you listen to yourself? All the time. I have a podcast.
You are now tuned in to the Corporate Black Girls Podcast.
So tell us, what's your dream job?
Darling, I've told you several times before, I have no dream job. I do not dream of labor.
How are you?
I'm successful. How are you?
Hey, coworkers.
Hey, guys.
How y'all doing?
Ooh, it's been a while.
It has been a while, you guys.
I'm still on vacation.
Listen.
In my head, I'm still on vacation.
My body is still on vacation. Because it's not catching up with work.
I'm still jet lagged from I feel like two countries over.
Listen.
Two time zones over, I mean.
This has literally been the hardest week. And then, even it being a short week, it's mm-hmm. just a hard week. Like,
but I think that makes it harder. When yeah. the weeks are short and you have to jump in the middle of the week or like a Tuesday or Wednesday and just hit it.
Then from being from vacation on top of that.
Yeah, it makes it even worse because I'm like, okay, damn. Oh, number one, I forgot to put my out-of-the-office emails on.
Oh, shit.
So that was a whole situation, a whole several situations. But you know what? I really just kind of didn't care because I did think about it while we were on vacation.
Yes, you did.
Remember, I said it.
Yes, you
and
did.
I was supposed to go ahead and put it, but I was like, you know what? I mean, shit, fuck it. If shit is on fire, it's fire. Like that meme where that dog be sitting there like, it's fine.
It's fine.
That's exactly how it was. It's fine. Figure it out.
Oh, no. Like, and then from the holiday and vacation, this is the first time being back in the office. So, you know, I was hired during the pandemic and
right.
Virtually onboarded. And remember a couple of weeks ago, I was like, damn, everybody wants to be on camera. Okay, take that times 10 with the introductions in the office.
See, be careful what you ask for. You should have been content with putting your camera on. At least it was in the privacy of your own home. Now you
yes.
got to be performing in the office in front
Girl,
of the
lights. Performing, putting on the full face of makeup, putting on work clothes, only to walk in and see other people with jeans on. I was like, y'all couldn't call me?
So what? Okay. So were you just trying to like make sure that you fit the bill, or did you not understand or know that people probably are going to be very lax? Or is it because like, okay, this is my first time meeting them in person?
I think it's literally a combination of all of that.
Of all that. What?
So I did not wear heels the first day. I did wear flats because
mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to have to walk around and
right.
tell it. Say, oh my gosh, hi, it's so great to meet you. Mm-hmm. Face to face. Oh my God, I'm so ready to be back in the office. That's literally how you start every conversation. But
face to a name and da, da, da. Like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Girl, we've been putting faces to name. You mean bodies to faces? Yep. I'm so confused.
That too. Very
so, yeah, so the first day, you know, of course, we walking around like it's a family reunion. Oh my gosh, I started here. Then how long have you been here? Welcome to the team. How's it been? This, that, and the other. And so then I was peeping a couple of people. Like, my whole team was dressed up.
You said they were or were not?
They were. They were dressed okay. up. So, but, like, the consultants and the people operations, which is, you know, the new word for HR and everything, they were in jeans. They were in jeans with, you know, like a cardigan or whatever. So I was like, okay.
But aren't you technically in HR?
It depends on the company. So my last company, I was 100% included in all things HR. So everything past getting someone onboarded to promotions and all of that. Here, thankfully, I solely focus
on. It's like sourcing.
Solely focus on talent acquisitions. Like,
okay.
You know, the most HR do is deal with sponsorships and I-9s and stuff like that. So,
gotcha.
Which is a relief because you can't do it all. Like, you know, that's why I was stressing the last time. Like, why am I doing everybody else's job? Like, let
right.
me focus on what I can do.
Right.
It's great to have the experience in others, but So, yeah, girl, it's been. And then my manager kind of like hinted around like, oh, you know, I'm so excited to be back. I might come every day, and I was just like, okay, yeah, sure.
That's good for you.
That's good for you. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. You should get out of the house if you feel that's going to be beneficial for you.
Yeah, like it wasn't bad or anything. Like, you know, it was refreshing. I actually got a lot more done in the office.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I got a lot more done because I kind of like cranked through my day and everything. And
wait, were you cranking through because you were just like, it was, you know, you didn't have as many distractions? Or right. Were you distracting yourself from having to talk to everybody else?
Once again, a combination. So,
okay.
Day one, I feel like, no, I didn't get a lot of work done because people were just, like, popping in. And I wasn't the only new person, you know, that started with the company. It was a few people because we hired a lot of people during the pandemic or whatever. So, but I was the newest to my team. So,
gotcha.
Everybody was kind of, like, stopping by and you know, having, instead of a quick, oh my goodness, how you doing? Like, literally wanting to know backgrounds. And you know how you kind of hint around to kind of like turn around to your computer a little bit?
Yeah, like, hi, bye. Okay, yeah, well, we'll hi, have to catch to up meet next
you.
Time.
We'll catch up next time, right? So unless you are literally looking like you're in a meeting or on the phone, like, I literally take the podcast headphones so it can look like I'm doing something. So, like, yeah.
Not that's the what, big bulkies.
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did on day two because I was like, okay, well, I need to figure out how to not be rude and be like, don't bother me. But it's okay to bother me when my headphones are off. But if they're on, I'm gonna act like I'm on a call. You know, I'm trying to get out of that, like, not being bothered because everybody's just so damn happy. And I want to be happy. I want to be happy, too. But I can't. I got to get used to it. It's anxiety for me now.
So, okay. So. That's interesting. So, okay. I was looking at that reminds me of this tweet that I saw. Let me pull it up. Okay. So, this is from S_NClaire. So, kind of like Sinclair, I'm guessing. So it says, can we talk about how when Black people aren't bubbly or energetic, like their non-Black counterparts at work, they take offense to it and think you're being dismissive, defensive, or have an attitude? Have you had any inklings of that? Or do you think it's just yourself trying to get back acclimated to, one, being in the office, two, being around people, but three, being around a culture that is so intense in terms of happy, bubbly, and things like that? Or do you think it's kind of like, if you put on your headphones, did you see anybody kind of like look at you or ask you like, hey, so, you know, like you like to wear headphones or is that how you typically do things?
No,
or?
Nobody did that. The one thing I truly like about my company is I feel like everybody has decent intentions, like good intentions. Like they're just extremely excited positive. To do the work and positive and do the work that they do, which gives me a bit of an upbeat, you know, like it brings out a little bit more energy in me. And I am trying to get out of the space because I feel like I hold myself back when I don't want to be bothered. But you definitely, if I say, yeah, I want to be a manager, I want to be a director, I need to be able to lead teams, they need to see me interact.
Sure.
I can't just be
absolutely
like one off. And Kendall actually had said, I was talking to her about this the other day. She said, we've probably just been so bitter for so long at work, we don't know how to handle happy anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely like severe PTSD because it's like, okay, there's no way, or out of 5, 6, 7, 8, how many ever jobs that we've had, we've always found ourselves in a bad environment. And some could possibly say and challenge that as like, okay, well, maybe it's us that's the problem. But I think when you think about the whole picture and understand the odds and ends, as we clearly don't have time to do in one episode, that it's more so being conditioned to, again, if I just want to sit or, you know, if I'm logged in or tapped into whatever it is, whatever project or what have you that I'm working on, it doesn't mean that I'm being dismissive. It just means that I'm truly focused and kind of just zoned into what I have going on. And I think it's so much easier.
For sure. For sure. Like, can you hear me? So yeah, I think that there is definitely that PTSD there, and you know, we're not perfect. There could have been things that we've done differently in our last positions, but I do think that when you work so hard, you become to say F it, because I legitimately start out loving most of my companies. Like, mm-hmm. I try to be positive, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but then it's like something or a person, like, for instance, the stuff that my mom is going through, like, essentially what she does is great. Like, she is helping women from sexual abuses and being trafficked, mm-hmm. have a better life. The job in itself is triggering, is, mm-hmm. is stressful. But what doesn't make it any better is that she has a super duper micromanager that's a mediocre ass white man, mm-hmm. right? That is steady trying to tell her what to do. And on top of that, he is one of those Bible scriptions, white Christians. Like, so
Bible scriptions, white Christian.
Yes. I will explain it to y'all later. And then the girl that's under her is another white girl that's basically pining for her job. So she's in the ear of my mom's manager. Mm. They're basically making her life a living hell.
Right.
So when she first started, you remember, like, I was like, oh, my mom has this great position, mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z. And she, like, last week, she had to walk out to calm herself down, and he like sent the email basically saying, oh, I know this job could be tough for you. And she was like, no, my job is not tough, but the shadiness around it, like, she was able to be frank with them. And you know, basically the response was her being an angry black woman, you know what I'm saying?
So let me stop you right there, because mm-hmm. there's an addition to the thread for that tweet, and it said, mm-hmm. to add, for black women, it's smile more, or there's the angry black woman mm-hmm. troop in the workplace. If you don't engage in combo or consider yourself to be a reserved person, or even if you just simply don't want to talk.
Yeah, so exactly. And I feel like that's exactly what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And something that we do have to fight through, like, every day. Like, me personally, I feel like I'm a bubbly person in itself, but I'm right. so guarded at work, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be the over bubble, because it in the same thing, if we're over bubbly, especially being millennials and the younger people of the group, then we underqualified.
Yeah.
If we too bubbly or talk too much, oh, well, she talks to too many people. Like, it's like, where is that even exchange? And then if you come at me instead of me saying, oh my gosh, you're right, I'm so sorry, I'm either angry black person, I don't take constructive criticism
right.
Together, it's a hard nut to crack. And it's like, when I find something like now that is stressful, because I have my deadlines and everything to meet, but it's a different type of stressful than having to deal with BS people, and which I don't have right. to deal with now.
So yeah,
at the moment,
right, currently, until, you know, if, and hopefully it stays that way, but mm-hmm. I think that that's also, that feeds into it. So for me, it is, I think that I'm very happy. I can talk to a lot of different people. I think I have one of those personalities that attracts conversation,
mm-hmm.
And extracts it as well, I suppose. But at work, it's hard for me to, well, initially it doesn't start off that way. I start off wanting to understand, because I'm trying to acclimate myself to the new environment. Mm-hmm. I want to know everything that I can about what's going on, see what is already set in place, and then how can I bring myself to be present, as mm-hmm. well as understand what changes I can help my team or my company undertake to progress forward. Mm-hmm. And with all that being said, when you try and try and try, and you are literally working your ass off, and you're not really receiving anything in return, it kind of helps to kind of make that scab, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it gets mm-hmm. harder and harder to break that down, especially mm-hmm. when you add on the sense of being reprimanded for certain things, right? So that is something that I'm currently dealing with. Coming off from vacation at 11:30 at night, after straight off coming off of a plane, delayed flights, you know, all the things that life does, mm-hmm. I come into some bullshit at work because I'm trying to check in and see, okay, well, what am I going to be looking at tomorrow so I can at least start to get my mind prepared for it? Mm-hmm. And seeing that, okay, in terms of schedule changes or things that have been laid upon me that I have not agreed to, that don't really make sense, are not in, and just not to say that I'm against doing things that are out of my job description, but just out of the culture of the job in which I've been doing for that past 2.5 years, or better yet, my whole team as overall has been doing, and having to provide feedback as, you know, like, what the fuck is this? And why is it that you feel so comfortable by placing certain things on me?
Yeah.
And you wonder why I don't say too much. Yep. Or you wonder why I stop saying so much, because at one time when I was trying to speak up for myself, trying to speak up for those who couldn't speak for themselves, it was, oh, girl, okay, well, you want to talk? Okay, that next promotion, cut it. Like, don't even, you know, don't even worry about it, because we say that we want you to collaborate, but you talk too damn much. We didn't say we wanted you to do it like that, girl. Like, basically, you ain't got no business. Sit your ass down and crunch these numbers.
Exactly.
And smile and shut the hell up. That's what we want you to do.
And see, in our inclusion and diversity little powwow that we were doing, their main thing was like, their main thing was, as the receiver of all of this, you need to be able to speak up. You need to be able to, you know, call someone out in a very polite way and do that. And I was just like, my comment was, we can't do that. That's easy for y'all to say.
Sure.
But it has always not worked out in our favor.
In our experience.
And, you know,
yes.
And I was like, I can't sit on camera and cry. I can't sit on camera and say, I can't say no to all mm-hmm. of these extra things, because mm-hmm. then it's looked like, you know, I'm being frowned upon if I'm trying to correct you on something. Like I just mentioned before, I don't take constructive criticism back. I'm the angry black woman. I can't, but you can let Sally and Sue mm-hmm. sit here and cry because they're so damn overwhelmed at work.
And now they're just being expressive and they're willing to be open.
Thank you for being vulnerable.
Thank you for being brave. You're so brave. You're so strong.
Yeah. And so, like, where do we have that? And to shout out my company without giving it away, like, when I started to show emotion and I had to literally turn my camera off because I was like, I can't mm-hmm, let y'all mm-hmm. show this emotion, you know, they were like, they did the same thing. Like, thank you so much for being vulnerable. Even one guy was like, I never thought about it that way. This is really an eye-opening thing for me, because we're sitting here with all of these solutions, not thinking about, you know, the past things that y'all have to go through. Or and not to say that the company is perfect, because, you know, this is the whole TA team talking, like, mm-hmm. for us to be able to exude this to the people that we answer to, like the hiring managers and the people that we support. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had expressed, like, hey, like, in my past, when I've tried to express something that I don't agree with or something that came to me the wrong way, I was even too sensitive. I mm-hmm. was acting like, you know, you just have a lot more to learn, or, you know, like, you need to be able to take that. So it is something that is definitely easier said than done.
Yeah.
That we've had, what, 4 or 5 positions?
At least.
And just being able to see, like, I'm still very upset about this one company that I was with, that was a staffing agency, and they wanted to use me for all of my expertise mm-hmm. as far as, you know, bringing the company up to date. I was their token black girl mm-hmm. because I had essentially came in with that high energy, that high commodity, being the okay person. And then when I post you about, hey, y'all been letting me do this for 4 months, I've been excelling on it, but now you want to post a position externally?
Yeah.
for the branch manager role, and I can't do it because of what again? And they were like, oh, well, we still think you just have a lot to learn, or we...
What is there to learn when I'm literally doing A through Z? There's no...
No, but let me add this. Is when I started calling them out about, hey, you know, they decided to post a position. I should have said this at first. They decided to post a position when I started calling them out. Like, okay, it's looking like we are being shorted on our commissions. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm doing the numbers, you know, for the branch manager, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And this is actually how much from the bylaws and from what the thingy says that we're supposed to receive. We're actually supposed to get X amount of dollars because we had this, that, and the other. And then the very next week, girl, the damn position was posted. Then I wasn't qualified for the damn position. Like, hell, it was just...
Get her out of here. She is putting us on blast.
Yeah, and then they brought in... Like, they let me sit in on the interviews for the branch manager role. And I left... And then my coworker, who had been there before me, she put in her notice effective immediately because they hired someone that was not a fit at all for the team. The person that we were completely against, they decided to hire them. And so the other recruiter who decided to stay, they fired her because they said that she was too close to us. And it was going to bring a problem because she didn't like the new branch manager either. Take it, we were the only location that had all minorities, Hispanic and Black.
Right.
But you bring a blonde white woman in, girl, please. No.
See, and I'm just like, where are the actual, I know that they're out there. Those unicorns are definitely out there, and hopefully you found yours. But where are, can actually excel, you can actually feel free to be yourself, right? So I was talking to someone in particular, and they were speaking on how they like to run their operation or whatever, right? So, you know, kind of saying, you know, us, our, and our workload is a big thing that we deal with too, right? Simply saying, you know, whether if it's a Monday through Friday or if it's a 2-week turn or what have you, if you get your shit done Monday, the first Monday, and everything is all good, and you are there and you are present to be able to take care of stuff if shit goes awry, but you got it, like, true work-life balance. I think that if I could actually find, I may not find 10 out of 10, but if I at least find something where I actually feel true work-life balance to where you actually feel invested in, I think I would let a lot more things pass. You know, I would be okay with, okay, well, let me get my ass up in here and start talking a little more or whatever. I can, you know, to the other things that I lack or what have you. But I don't lack. Let me not say that. Not that I lack. The fact that you lack to be able to, to see. Not talk down on myself because I believe I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. It's just these motherfuckers that can't, that won't. Anyways, oblige.
Yeah. No, like, and I honestly feel like I have found that even though my work is at a constant because we have our goals and things, but if I feel like I have done my due diligence for the day, then that's it. And then it's like, okay, just like today, right? My manager pinged me at like 6 o'clock and she was like, hey, we have a meeting at 8:30. Can you go and update every candidate in the system so it can show that everybody was updated a day before, even though I had updated it on Wednesday because I knew I wasn't doing much on Thursday. To do that. And I was like, yeah, sure. Cause I tapped out a little early just out of actual work and still online and everything for if you need something. So when she pinged me at 6 instead of me like, oh shit, that's just gonna, I'll just wait till tomorrow, I'm like, no, let me go ahead and do this real quick because it's gonna take 5 minutes and close my computer. Like, she didn't say, can you do it tonight? She was just like, the meeting's at 8:30, can you do this? And I have some great feedback. And then she ended it with like, I've heard nothing but great feedback from the candidates that you give. And so even if she never said, okay, you need to have these, we'd like to see these updated the day before. Right. But now I know that you like to see it to have the most recent update the day before, you know, so it helps us to say, okay, well, as of yesterday, because I hadn't talked to you yesterday, so it does that. So the way that she said it was very appreciative, because, and instead of me saying, oh, yeah, I updated it on Wednesday, I just said, yeah, sure thing. Because clearly this is you telling me of something that you want in a positive way instead of, so I feel like the companies are out there, or not even just the companies, it's the people, like today my client had an interview that really shook her, like, you know, she's desperate to get out of the industry that she's in, but I had to ask her. I said, okay, well, we can address this in two ways. With the meeting with those people that definitely had you shook, that definitely had you, apparently these will be people that you will report to. Is this somebody that you would want to work with? Like, and we don't ask those questions.
Sure.
We don't ask those questions when we are interviewing. We're just so desperate to get the job when people actually show you who the hell they are in an interview.
So
instead of us trying to pine for the next round, we need to be able to hold accountable. Like I've said before, I remember that one company I was interviewed with, and I told the recruiter, I said, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and drop out of this interview cycle, because I did not enjoy the conversation that I had with this lady before. Even though she had great feedback for me, I wasn't feeling her.
Yeah, you had that inkling.
Exactly. And I feel like we need to start focusing more on that when we are interviewing, especially if it's somebody on your team, especially if it's the reporting person, which of course you're not going to know, just like they're not going to know everything about you in a day's time. But if it's something that makes you double guess, like ask about that person's management style, ask about, you know, all of that, like, because that is some important stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think that sometimes there are ways to do, like, a personality check, a true personality check. Because, you know, sure, we can have the by-the-book answers, but if you find those small things, okay, well, an example of this, or I've experienced this, how would you handle that situation, and start to drill those things down, especially when you're getting in those last rounds, that could be potentially a way to counteract or to mitigate, you know, moving forward and finding yourself in these predicaments that I keep finding my goddamn self in.
Yeah, like, essentially, your company's, let me say, benefit-wise, right, package-wise, has a great package, but then it comes down to your direct managers that are usually the buttholes or the whatever the case may be, which is the normal thing. Now, there are some companies that are just terrible all around, like my last company, like everything about it was just bad, which they had online. I just decided not to listen because I just really wanted to get out of the position before that, right? But we need to start drilling down on asking questions back. Like, don't, you know, when I was talking to my client yesterday, she was like, well, here are the questions I have. And I was like, no, that's hella generic. I can tell you Googled it. Here are, like, I have all of these extra questions on my page that you should ask that are more thought-provoking, you know, so when they say,
and will actually give you some damn insight that you would truly need.
Because when she was like, I said, one of the questions that I always ask is, you know, so what are, like, people ask you your strengths and weaknesses, so what are things that your team does very successfully, and what is it that your team needs improving on that this position can help with, right, or this person can help with? This man gave this woman an answer to say, oh, well, we just need more people to even the workload. No.
Say less than, because I'm just a number and my work is not going to be purposeful.
Exactly. And so it's literally like when you're asking those more in-depth questions, like, yeah, you can ask the recruiter, you can ask me, like, oh, okay, you know, what's the culture like? What's the professional development perks are like? That's what recruiters are for. But when you're speaking to, say, hiring manager, the person who you are either working alongside or reporting to, you need to ask questions about the day-to-day duties, what they expect from you. Because when you ask them, like, what does this position look like on a day-to-day basis? Like, what are my reportings? What are my KPIs? What are all of those? Those are things that will show you if I'm just a number.
Yeah.
if my stress load is going to be too much, if my manager is going to drill me or do this, that, and the other. Like, and a lot of managers who are not micromanagers, they'll tell you what their working style is when trying to meet those KPIs.
Right.
So you got to start interviewing them back. Like, the interview is not a one-way
Absolutely.
Street.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, KPIs and whatnot, it's, I don't know about for y'all, but it's performance evaluation season time rolling around.
It's Q2.
What is this, Q2?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's time for promotions. Like, that's all that's been going on with my company. I'm just like, promo. But we have 2 promo cycles. That's also another question y'all need to ask. What's your promos looking like? Like, is it once a year? Is it twice a year? Does it have to be at a certain time of the year?
Would you have to have been in your previous position a full 6 months prior to being able to be considered?
Is it 6 months? Is it 2 months? Is it 2 years? Like, what's the average?
That's a good
and
question.
You can also look at that on people's LinkedIn pages, right? So if you go down to a person, to the company's LinkedIn page and go to people and you go to those purpose web pages, and you can see what the average is. Like, okay,
right,
this person came here, she got a new position in 2 years, she got a new position in 1 year. That's how you can really put the shit to the test to say, okay, when I talked to the recruiter, they gave me a dream saying, oh yeah, you can get within 6 months or a year. But on LinkedIn, I'm seeing that everybody averaging about 2 years.
So that's funny that you said that, because that brings me up to another tweet that I saw. Let's see. It's at Antonia A, but I'm guessing it's Antonia. I'm not sure, girl. I don't know. But she said, does anyone else have a burner LinkedIn account, or is that just me? And I absolutely died, because I'm like, damn, maybe I need to go ahead and give me one of those, because when I'm trying to do my peeps and things like that, sometimes I don't, be wanting to portray, depending on the situation. If I'm getting ready to go into a meeting or interview with somebody, then sure, I would definitely look them up on my particular profile. But if I need to do some scooping internally as well, because, okay, my direct manager right now is sitting in my LinkedIn connections right now. I refuse Baby, to connect with you.
The good thing about LinkedIn is that you don't need a burner account. You can change the settings in your thing to it basically say,
I ain't got time for that.
Yes, you do.
No, because I'm going to mess up something and I'm going to think that I flipped it on and it's really flipped off. And now I'm on this person page for 15 hours. I done looked 15 times in 2 days.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that. First of all, you definitely have a best friend that has premium and LinkedIn recruiter. So if you ever need anything,
that is true.
My way.
That is true.
But and
everybody
those,
don't have that same.
For those who don't, yes, you can go and get you a burner LinkedIn, but it's just like going to
hilarious.
It is so hilarious.
I need that in a hat. Burner LinkedIn. This is my burner account.
For real. But the thing about LinkedIn is, though, so if you want the burner LinkedIn account to go do scooping, then absolutely. But, of course, on LinkedIn, you want to have more connections as possible. But once again, there is a button on there that says private mode. So when you go and view somebody's page, it will literally just say a LinkedIn member views your page. Like, it won't say somebody from Prairie View or somebody from Vroom or whatever, which are also options, by the way. But if you wanted to go completely private, just put private and it'll tell you, like, this is what will appear on this person's page when they see, like, just someone viewed your page. I'm pretty sure you've seen that too. Like,
yeah.
A LinkedIn member has viewed your page. So you can definitely, especially if you are going to do that, just pop on over to your settings and do that. Shit, I do it all the time. So
Yeah, somebody, an author in the fine art industry, viewed my profile today, and I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with anything? But, okay, see, so I'm about to take it a step further. So we're talking about LinkedIn burners, right?
Okay.
I think that I'm interested or could potentially be interested in doing a little experiment.
Okay.
So I might, okay, what if we made a burner account, mediocre white man, souped up in terms of all accolades, establishments, what was it called when you ask somebody to basically I vouch for you on LinkedIn. I can't think of the word right now. Yes, that, all yes, of that, that. But a full page of everything. And since we're in the age of networking,
endorsing,
yes, absolutely. Since we're trying to move into the realm of networking, trying to get these different jobs and this, that, and the third, and having the balls to be able to reach out to, you know, whomever, whenever, I want to see if maybe there's a difference. If I reach out to you as this Black girl, Maya Angelou, and I reach out to you as Bill McCoy, Brian Park, side, whoever you are, man, white man, is there going to be a difference in the response? Is there going to be a different difference in engagement? Because I can foresee.
That's a fun thing to do if the page is identical. Like, you can't say let me give him endorsement, let me put some things behind his name. His shit need to look just like yours. The difference is we went to Prairie View, we can put on their Texas A&M.
Sure. So we can match up the experience. As a matter of fact,
I wouldn't even match the damn experience. I would go down on the experience to what the damn difference is.
Say less. More content coming your way. That could be a good reel.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Like that. Come on, bestie. That's a good one.
That was off the dome right there.
Yes.
Off the dome. But yes. So yes, that's something that we need to put on the books. Now, to performance evaluations and things like that. And when we were talking about addressing the things that we need to figure out, how am I going to approach my evaluation this time around? Because typically, it's me singing my own damn praises, because I have to ensure, that's the only time I have to make sure this number right, so you understand that I know that you know that, but I want you to know that I know that you know.
So
what the fuck is going on?
I always think, and I also read this before, and this is after I got fired. There are two ways to do a performance evaluation. One, to prepare to be fired, or one, to just let it fucking skate, right? You got to decide.
Wait, the last part, you said prepare to be fired, what?
Or let it skate, just let it go. Just be like, okay, thank you for your feedback, right? Me, my last one, you know, at first I would just call y'all upset for the last two ones that I had, right? Just upset, pissed off. And then the day that I decided, you know what? Fuck y'all. Let me gather everything that I've done, all of my numbers, everything that I need to do, come back at you with facts. CC your boss as well to make sure that both of y'all understand. That was on a Tuesday. I was fired that Thursday. And I was okay with that.
I mean, I feel you. So, not needless. So, okay. The feedback is my personal. Me, how do I feel about, did I meet my goals? Did I do this, that, and the third? And the ongoing trend has been for me to lay out certain things. If the if my turn is supposed to be under 2 minutes, I've exceeded that by under 1 minute. Or I've reached this milestone in terms of sales. I made $3 million in this, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, fine. No, lay all of that out, but don't you respond to their response?
No. So it's our response first. They respond to our response.
And do you ever respond to their response?
We can. And so I understand, like, that's when I have to figure out how much am I going to play the game or not, or do I just leave that for like a one-on-one conversation, or is that just something where I just, you know,
no, post take that put it in the system. So like that's, and as I mentioned, that's what happened to me. So I did my evaluation first, right? To grade myself, to show my numbers.
Right.
Then I was met with the response of changing my evaluation to the numbers that he deemed. Like, I gave myself fours and fives. He gave me all ones in response.
I remember that.
So from response of that, which I normally, because he always changes it, but he normally changes to like a three, or even like it started going down. It started going from fours to threes to twos. And so I wouldn't respond to that response. I just go be upset, call it a day. But the time that I responded to that response is when they're like, oh, well, let's set up a meeting and let's discuss this because when I also added, I put it in the system, then I copied and pasted and sent it in an email.
But you was ready, like that.
Now, was ready. I was
a bit.
And so that's where did I take it too far? Like, did I? Because I mean, all I did was respond. Because on average, people do not respond. People just go cuss about it to their coworkers and go get a drink. At that moment, I decided to do a little bit further. I decided to put it back because it's in the system for you to respond. But if you notice, people don't respond. They just cuss and fuss about it and then do the little anonymous ass surveys that the company sends out.
Yeah.
That shit never changes about. And so at that point, I decided, like, you know what? Whatever fucking happens, happens. Like, I knew that there was a chance that I was gonna get fired. It was also me deciding to walk away when I sent that email, but I was like, you know what? Nah, let me put this in y'all pocket so y'all can pay me to be unemployed. And so that's where, you know, even with one of my clients, when we were doing her performance evaluation, I asked her the same question. I said, how you want to do this? How do you want to respond to this? Because you definitely, if you want to respond or you want to skate back, because you can respond and say, thank you for your feedback. Although I disagree, I'll be greatly to basically kiss ass and acknowledge and do that and other. Or we can go in line by line that they say. We can go, which is what I did, line by damn line, and break that shit down and have the attachments to do so. And most people, especially black women, don't do that shit for consequences, because 9 times out of 10 there will be a consequence. So if it's a consequence that you want to live with, then do it. If not, put your all your great things in. If he changes your views, that's where you have to decide where you go from there. And that's for everybody that's coming up on evaluations. Either you gonna just not keep your head down and take it, or you gonna fight back and see how it goes, because there's really not an in-between. You either gonna be unhappy and quiet or unhappy and loud. And not even loud. Like, that's not even loud. That's just, it's your damn right. Like, it's just, it's your right, because they sent out all of these bullshit ass surveys, which they're not bullshit. Like, as a person in HR and talent acquisition, like, if the company actually does something with the surveys, then it's not bullshit. If the companies don't do anything with it, then it's bullshit. Like, don't send me a survey and I'm telling you the truth and then nothing happens from there. That's what makes surveys BS. But when you actually have a company that says, okay, I'm seeing that everybody is unhappy with the amount of PTO that we have or the benefits that we offer, you know, then you try to make changes of that. Great. If they're saying that they don't trust management or they don't trust HR, you know, whatever the case may be, but you don't change anything for that, then it's pointless. Sure. It's just a check mark on under a notch of somebody's what they're hired to do. Like, say, hey, produce this survey, because I'm pretty sure it's somebody's job to produce the annual fucking survey. So that was my little rant. I'm sorry, you guys. Like, I was triggered. Maya triggered me.
I'm sorry. They ain't no need to apologize. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, y'all. It's easier said than done. It, like, I didn't just say, oh, let me respond ASAP. I did cry after I sat on the call. No, real shit. Like, when he called, when we did our 101 to go over our evaluations, I was just kind of sitting there just like, okay, well, okay. And as soon as I hung up for him, I went to my boyfriend and just was in massive tears. Like, I even text my coworker and was like, if he want to let me go, if he want me to quit, then I'm just gonna quit. And she was like, don't quit, because I was that tore up and I didn't feel like I can give him that voice then. But then after that night of reflecting and just being so mad, I said, you know what, let me fight the fuck back. Because after every single one of these evaluations, and we did our evaluations every 6 months, after every single one of these evaluations, I'm in this place, knowing that I work my ass off, knowing that I meet my numbers. You're saying, like, this motherfucker gonna say, I'm sorry, y'all, because I'm triggered. This man is going to say, oh, well, my goal was to keep my time to fill under 15 days. He says my average for the couple of months were like 9 days. Well, this one became like 12 days, 13 days. So he was like, well, I'm rating you a 1 because it has increased from what your normal average is. I said, no, the goal is 15 days.
Still under, no matter whether you're exaggerating, but
exactly. Like, and then please also take into the fact that we don't have the same interview style. Like, we used to can knock out the whole rounds of interviews in 2 days. We don't have the opportunity to do that right now. Like, so for you to say that bullshit, like, it was like he was trying to do that. So it was so triggering to me that I would just be like, you know, oh, you're right, I'll try to get it back down to 9 or 10. And I was like, well, and when I was sitting at home, I was like, no, fuck that. The goal is 15. Like, even if it goes up to 14.9 fucking days, it's still under 15. So, which I don't even think those are the numbers, but y'all get the sense of it. Like, he was being that fucking petty. And when I was in the meeting, I was like, yeah, you're right, I can probably move it back down while dying on the inside. And I was like, I don't have to keep dying on the inside for this motherfucker, for these people that don't give a damn about me, but I'm still producing. I'm still making you look damn good, but it's something about me and you that's just not vibing right.
And right, so, and I think that, go ahead.
Go, no, I'm done.
I was like, we find ourselves doing that, and we get, I don't want to say we get comfortable with being done wrong. We get comfortable with being talked over, talked down to, and it gives, we're not doing nothing but strengthening their willingness and their caucasity to be able to continue to place those things on us, because they pick and choose exactly who they want to say and do these things to. Like, going back to what we were talking about early, you know, like, typically I do what I gotta do, I stay out the way, as long as my stuff is good or what have you, you know, I talk to who I need to talk to, but I don't do too much.
Right.
Now, there are some people on the team who are established in the sense that, you know, don't fuck, you know not to fuck with them because they're not going to fuck with you back. Never put no crazy ass shit on their calendar because they're going to look at you like, delete, or like, what the fuck is this, you know? And I think that that's hard, especially coming to the corporate world as a black, not only as, you know, being black or being a black woman, we find ourselves doing those things because we do that in daily life as well. We apologize to everybody when we don't have to, and it's, again, something that we've been conditioned to do and have to figure out, because, I mean, we could potentially, again, everybody is, how do I say this? We're all responsible for the things that we display, but I think potentially we could be setting ourselves up or adding fuel to that fire by placing ourselves on a lower pedestal or not being able, you know, nip things in the bud as soon as they happen, or being able to, like, okay, well, I am just trying to figure my way out. I am trying to grow my career. I am trying to make my way up the corporate ladder. So there are things that I will take, or, you know, I'll just kind of say, okay, I'll let this pass, I'll let this slip, whatever. And it just becomes an ongoing cycle, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And we find ourselves evaluation after evaluation, or day after day, crying ourselves to sleep in the car. Gotta go to, can't really go to happy hour because we all so stressed out. Or we find ourselves drinking and venting and you know, just doing the absolute goddamn most
every damn night, right?
Yeah, just so I can try and be copacetic, so I can come back to this bitch tomorrow and do the same thing. Not good.
All of that. Not all good. Of that. And I don't want y'all to think that we are just bitter ass women.
But I am.
I found my happy. Like, I'm a bit
right now. I'm still looking for mine, Lord. But I know that it's out there.
A couple of months in, but I really have hope for the company that I'm with now.
I'm so like, happy for you, friend. Like,
I really have hope. Like, I don't feel stressed. Like I said, I had never heard of some of the positions that I am. recruiting for and placing mm-hmm. and just being able to get the help that I need, find the niche, have all the access to everything, have my my thoughts and my ideals actually worked through and heard, and even being a new person, you know, like one of the newest members of the practice that I hire for within mm-hmm. our company, she's a Black woman, and like her first couple of days with the client, they're like, oh my gosh, she came up with this ideal that was just like we had never thought of. It was great, this that and other, you know, only 3 days in her position as a Black woman, because she wasn't scared to step up and talk up, because a lot of people, you know, they put their head down and like, oh, I'm new or whatever the case may be. Because my mama even used to tell me to do that, like, whatever, don't go in there and offer up too many ideals. Mm-hmm. If this is the system that they use, just do it. And I'm just sitting here like, uh-huh, okay, mama, you got here. And I'm like, no, you hired me for
not in
my...
2021, girl, can't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, no, you hired me for my expertise and everything. And so... I'm going to come here and do the job, and I feel like here is where I found it, so I'm happy.
That's amazing. That's
but
amazing.
For all those who are still looking, like, don't settle, like, literally, like, just keep working and get a savings account so you can walk the fuck away.
Okay, it's one thing to have a savings account, but do you know how to utilize the savings account?
Listen, like,
that's like, the big
thing. That's a whole different conversation. But like, seriously, and that's my thing. I had to wait to get fired because, you know, I wanted to walk away
right.
months before, but I was like, my savings ain't gonna hold me for six months.
Right.
And I was trapped into that, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And so that's what I learned from this last one. So when I tell you that I've only been in this position for a few months and the savings is already mm-hmm. getting where it needs to get, because in case this job mm-hmm. gets past the honeymoon stage, I refuse to get back into that cycle. I will fucking right. leave
yep.
and keep it pushing. So for all those who, you know, ain't on performance evaluation time, you know, can't get the unemployment or the severance package or whatever the case may be, get your savings together so you can walk the hell away if you are not happy, but go out there and find your damn happy.
And be like, let me see, I found another one. Let's see, at the PBG, she said applying for other jobs on company time. Period. Start applying for jobs on these motherfuckers.
Maya, we talked about that shit last week.
You talked about that. I'm still scared to do that. I'm just being honest. I may do it on my personal computer while I'm at work, but while I'm on the internet, on the I can't even think of the different things that we use. Yeah, on the whatever it's called that I have to log into, I'd be like, oh shit.
Oh, the VPN.
The VPN, the IT man gonna text me and be like, what the fuck? What you doing?
Well, you know what?
I see you.
Period. Like,
not you applying to Amazon. I'm at this motherfucker. You better come
and
on too.
Networking and all of that shit. You absolutely listen, friend. You know, maybe because I was just really at that moment. Because
no, I feel you.
I was at that moment with that company. I probably wouldn't do it now.
Sure,
but
you get
at
to
that
second
moment.
Point.
At yeah. that moment, I was done. Hell, I was updated. I had like 6 different versions of my resume uploaded on my work computer, on the work computer. And by the way, let me mention, I was doing this while at home, so I could have very well opened up my damn laptop and applied for jobs, but since I was already at the computer,
it gets worse and worse. The story keeps continuing. Oh, well,
I hated that damn job. Like, I can't. Like,
that's level 5 trifling.
I can't. So, once again, you guys, thank you for keep tuning in and working with us. I know we're not consistent as hell, but we're going
to
get
there. We haven't. No, don't say that. We haven't been consistent. We are going to continue to be consistent in the future. Mm-hmm. We got to manifest that.
Yes.
We
yes,
just be having yes, to hash yes. out some things, y'all. We still going through our own daily, lifely, weird. Yeah. Selfly things as well, so
yeah,
and we needed a vacation too.
We did, and we had a good time, y'all. Let me just make this comment. we had a good time, but we slept a lot as well.
Yeah.
That was much needed. So we need another vacation.
A vacation for the vacation. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need another vacation because essentially we vacated a little bit, but we all caught up on much needed sleep because it's just like we've all been working our asses off.
Literally.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Holla at your girls. And
thank you so much for tuning in.
Of course, remember to like, share, follow, subscribe, share with a friend.
Yes, Spotify, iTunes, Apple everywhere. Podcasts. Everywhere, streaming everywhere.
Google Podcasts.
Exclusive.
And then you guys, please send us feedback. Like, we want to be able to comment on your work lives, bring you on. So send us a DM, send us an email, send us whatever you need for any advice. I have your HR advice. I'm certified in that as well, and working on some more certifications. And then if you just want to hash out being that Black person and how to approach a situation, just let us know, because 9 times out of 10 our ass didn't been through it.
Or we know somebody that has, and or you know, at least we can speak to what we think we would do in a situation. But absolutely, and even just give us some feedback on how you've been feeling the show, good, bad, ugly, or whatever. We're all here to grow. We're just figuring it out along the way. I mean, hell, we recording in our closets right now, so we really
we trying to figure out this audio thing too, you guys. I know a couple of the episodes been a little shaky, so just keep working
just
with
bear
us.
With us, yeah,
just bear with us while we're trying to grow and learn, and we'll get it down one day. Just keep on listening.
All the links will be in the description box. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you guys soon. Have a good rest of your week.
Peace.
Bye.